Good evening, listeners. My name is Lawrence Reyes, chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. Today is September the 16th, 2020, and we are going to call the roll for the Governance Committee meeting. Eileen, are you able to take the roll?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Let me just get there. Okay, Andrea Turner. Carol.
Andrea Turner got elected?
I have her on my list.
Oh.
But was she elected by the PNB?
Oh, I'm not
did she
sure.
accept? I'm not, I think
no, she
we.
She didn't volunteer.
She replaced Aki.
Right,
that's
but she didn't volunteer. Because we were going to hold an election, but there was no volunteers from KPFA. And Andrea was on a call, so.
Oh,
did
she agree?
Well, she didn't say anything, so maybe you can have a conversation with her
okay.
at some point. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. I think she's a great person.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, she is. She's a wonderful person.
Her being on the roll, that may be causing an issue with the quorum, if she's not supposed to be officially on the roll.
Right, and so we won't count her as part of the quorum tonight, Arlene, because she hasn't officially been.
We definitely have enough.
Okay.
Right. Let me just fix the thing on my part here. No. Damn it. Sorry. Okay, so Andrea's not here. Carol answered yes.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Okay. Eileen is here. Beth Von Gunten is here, I think.
Present.
Beth? Okay.
Yes.
James Sagerton is almost here. He's long gone. He'll be here in a minute. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Hey, Lewis Wolf. Lou, you here? I see that you're here, but you're muted, perhaps.
Can somebody, hold on, Eileen. Can somebody please mute themselves? I'm getting a NPR feedback.
That's
so
probably the New York people.
No, yeah, I was muted. I'm here. Lewis Wolf, sorry.
Okay, Lewis.
All right. Michael Adler. Not here. Michael White is not here. Nancy Sidlara? Nancy
Sidlara? She's here.
I'm here. Nancy's here.
So let her answer. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry.
Susan DeSilva? I think Susan said she wouldn't make
she'd
it.
She'd be questioning if she's
correct?
Absent. Right.
She can't make it. Okay. Ted Weisgall is not coming tonight. And William Heerwagen.
Present.
He's here. Okay. So we have 9 present, 4 absent out of 13. All right. So
we have, So we have quorum. So I'd like to apologize first to the listeners for not being able to produce agenda for tonight because I just, anyway, I don't want to make any excuses. I just wasn't able to get to it. We are going to build the agenda, if that's okay with everyone. I kind of do it old school. Eileen, is there any way you could pull up the old agenda? I'm looking for it right now and I can't find it.
Yeah, I had it a few minutes ago. Let me open it again.
Okay.
It's 9:16. Where'd it go? 2020. Not it. Hang on, I have to go back and get it. Open.
I think it's August 19th.
Yeah, no, I just need to get there. I need to, you know, get down to my folders. My folder's going. And here it is. Wait, this is 8:19. Here we are. So I've got it now.
Okay, so we
actually,
called the meeting to order.
Yeah, we did the roll call. And again, do we have any volunteers to be secretary tonight?
Any volunteers for note takers?
I mean, I'll do what I can, you know. But.
Okay, that's fine. One of the many things I'm gonna miss about Susan DeSilva tonight.
Yeah.
Nancy will volunteer to take notes.
Thank you, Nancy.
Great.
Really appreciate
that.
And you could do your notes too, Eileen. Every little bit helps.
Sure.
Okay, so what's the next thing on the template?
Next is appointment of timekeepers.
Okay, any volunteers for appointments for timekeepers according to people? Okay, I'll do the best
James
I can.
James probably would volunteer once he is actually.
Yeah, James, once he comes in. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe somebody else could do it till then, though?
I can do it for a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
I can do it till James comes, yeah.
Okay, great. Who is that? That was Carol?
Carol, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Request for information. The speakers get how long?
2 minutes. It's in two minutes, right?
It's yeah.
Kind of
okay.
1.5 everywhere else, but sure.
Yeah, but we decided on 2 minutes, so that's what we're going to roll with. Go ahead, Eileen.
1 second until she has to go. Just taking notes. Appointment of timekeepers. That was Carol, right?
Until James.
Yeah.
Carol and James.
Until James gets here. He doesn't know we have volunteered him for that. Okay, and then after that was agenda approval, so
okay.
I can't quite do that.
Okay, so this is where... I'm sorry, Eileen. Can I speak now?
Yes, please do. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is where we build the agenda. I've received 2 emails. I received a motion from William Hairwagon from WBAI. And then I received a pretty extensive email from Nancy Sabera-Tony in regards to, we'll go to you after we deal with the William motion. William, is your intent to submit this as a motion to go to the PNB?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Would you like to read it for the edification of the stream?
Well, let me see
Wait. Are we putting together an agenda or are we starting?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So William's motion will be first on the agenda. Then Nancy's email.
And there were answers to Nancy's, reactions to Nancy's email.
Well, let William speak on that. William, were you responding to Nancy's email and codifying it?
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
Chair,
that's what I thought.
May I explain?
Yes.
Yeah, just Carol responded to Nancy's email and so did I.
Okay.
All right.
So let's put Nancy's email on the agenda, and then we could discuss it. All we're doing
now
is building an agenda.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my cat's fighting.
Okay.
This is Nancy. May I have a comment? I'd like a William's motion is much more
okay,
detailed.
Okay, Nancy, that's not in order right now.
I hear
okay,
R. Cole Martin. Sounds like R. Cole Martin.
Yeah, I'm muting James.
Who is that? Who's
I think it's WBAI.
Oh.
Are you saying you want to be on the sack?
Not William.
Oh, sorry, I was.
Somebody's listening to it at a meeting that I left.
Okay.
I'm trying to
mute
James.
I'm sorry. Yeah, try to mute me.
Okay. So, Nancy, your comments will be in order after we finish building the agenda, okay? All right. So what's the next thing on the template, Eileen?
This is, well, on the template,
any other items?
No. Yes, I
are
have
there any other? Okay, hold on. Are there any other items for members to be put on the agenda? Okay, hearing none.
Yes.
What's the next thing on the template, Nancy?
I have my Lawrence, are you not listening? I said I have an item for the agenda.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
I want to bring us up to date with help from Nancy on efforts having to do with compiling resolutions from PNB minutes. And Nancy can also talk a little bit about the bylaws subcommittee. Okay.
Okay. So that's on the agenda. Okay.
And this is Beth.
Okay, Beth. Hold on, Beth. Are you finished, Arlene?
I am. I'm also typing it as I talk. I think that's
okay. Beth
Van
Guten from KPFK, you have the floor.
Thank you. Yes, we agreed to set up a bylaws review and revision subcommittee and also to deal with compiling all our past
that's what
resolutions
I just put on the agenda.
But we haven't actually met
finish.
Yet.
Finish. Let us speak. Nobody interrupt, please.
Before we let's not leave it till the end because I'm going to have to leave for another meeting. I'd like to be sure that we have a time certain set for that committee to convene.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so that's on the agenda. Okay, thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Anything else that members want to put on the agenda, on the draft agenda?
Oh, yeah. Did people see an email that I sent out, I think, yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Before, yesterday, where I was explaining my understanding of the difference between the tasks that we have, which has to do with, you know, the bylaws is one. The compiling of the resolutions is another. There was a third one, which is, I have to open that, sorry. And then the organization of documents and such as I was arguing is a separate kind of task. So maybe we can talk about that as well. I would actually think that, and I don't think it'll take more than a few minutes, I think we should look at that before getting to compiling the resolutions from the PNB minutes and all that.
Okay.
Okay. Just
because
it contains definitions of things that we should agree on or not. Thank you.
That's good. Thank you.
William,
anyone else? Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure that I understood that you put my motion on the agenda as the first form. One of the early
the first item.
Motions. Thank you.
Yeah, the first item on the agenda, William.
Very much.
Uh-huh. And then Nancy's the second. Okay. What's next on the template, Arlene?
I'm sorry. That's, I don't know. Those are the points. And then we would, we would adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and have William read the motion regarding communication with members on-air LSV reports, LSV email contact, staff meetings, and on-air management reports to listeners. And one last thing. Beth, can you please text me the number for the local governance committee meeting? Because I'll join them after this meeting. Okay, William. Would you please read your motion?
Okay. It's longer than I would like, but it's not terrible. Motion, re-communication with members, on-air LSB reports, LSB email contact, staff meetings, on-air management reports to listeners. The Pacifica National Board, PNB, Governance Committee recommends the following motion to the PNB. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 5, Section 1E4 charges the Pacifica National Board, PNB, with, quote, ensuring regular communication with the members, unquote, and this infers an exchange of information and ideas between foundation members and their elected representatives and between all members and station and network management. Therefore, be it resolved that, except at stations where a regular local station board report process, which allows each LSB member an equal opportunity to appear, already exists, the interim executive director is to instruct each general manager to make available to the local station board a minimum of an hour, or 55 minutes, each month between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. for the purpose of an on-air LSB report to the listener on the state of the station. Each date is to be provided to the LSB chair and secretary at least 1 month in advance, and unless a program has a multi-day schedule, no show should be preempted more than once a year. And that each local station board shall utilize said time for presentations on the governance work of the board and on issues concerning the station and network with at least half of the time of any such report given over to non-LSB member calls. And that the January or first report of each year shall feature the year's LSB officers. The February or second report of the year shall feature the year's PNB members, and that the other monthly reports shall include a rotation of all members of the LSB in an arrangement determined by the board, whether alphabetical by first or last name or birthday or some fixed order, and that in a year when there are to be LSB delegate elections, allowance will be made so that persons eligible to run shall be scheduled for participation before the nomination opens, so they will not be on the air after that time. And further, that station management shall provide an email address to be managed by the LSB secretary that functions like pnb@pacifica.org and allows for automatic distribution of incoming mail to all members of the LSB, as well as for internal board-only communication, and which shall be uniform throughout the network, as in lsb@kpfk.org, lsb@kpfk.org, lsb@wbai.org, and lsb@wpfw.org, parentheses, this already exists, at KPFT. And further, that station management shall provide an on-air report to listeners at least monthly on the state of the nation with at least half of the time of any such report given over to non-LSB member calls, and that the executive director shall coordinate a live one-hour appearance across all Pacifica stations, including the chief financial officer and additional persons of the ED's choosing, for a report at least twice a year, with at least half of the hour given over to non-LSB member calls, and that all managers are encouraged to produce a downloadable monthly e-newsletter for general distribution to anyone who signs up for it, and further, that on at least 3 weeks' notice, a station's general manager and program director shall each conduct at least 2 meetings annually, which shall be open jointly to the paid and unpaid staff members. It is recommended that these meetings occur on weekday evenings or on a weekend to allow maximum attendance. This provision is not intended to supersede any contractual obligation to hold staff meetings. And then there's a reference to where it is in the bylaws. Article, and then that follows. Article 5 and another paragraph from the bylaws justifying all that.
Can you
That's
read,
it.
Would you mind reading section E?
Read what?
Section E, specific powers and duties.
Oh, okay. That's the what I just went right over without reading. Okay. This is from the bylaws, Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, Board of Directors Eligibility, Number, Powers, and Duties. Then here's E, specific powers and duties. Without prejudice to the general power of the board, set forth above in Section 1D of this article of these bylaws, and subject to any limitations set forth in these bylaws, the ongoing duties and powers of the board shall include, but not be limited to, and then it jumps to the number 4, which I'm concerned about, 4, ensuring regular communication with the members. That's all.
Thank
I
you, William, for reading that. I'll take a stack for discussion on this motion.
Michael White to the stack.
Okay, Michael White. Anyone else?
Carol for the stack.
Okay, Carol after Michael. Anyone else? Okay, we start with Michael and then we go to Carol. Michael, you have the floor.
I'm seeing that this resolution, as I understand it, mandates an additional 26 hours per year of broadcasting for each of the 5 stations, so that's 26 hours times 5, and of those 26 hours, at least 13 of the hours have to be anybody but someone who's elected by the members. So doesn't have to be a member, doesn't have to be a listener, it has to be anyone who wants to jam or spam the phone lines, and it has to be done no matter what. And then I see, this provision, and I'm not sure why it's in here, about, specific emails and how they have to be used for dual purposes, when that may not be the best idea, but the resolution is going to mandate it. And I see a lot of micromanaging, and this is very similar to some stuff that we've seen proposed in the WBAI committees, trying to jam things through. A lot of distracting micromanagement. I mean, we already have, bylaws that are very intense and very full and hard to follow. And so these resolutions then say, well, this isn't intended to supersede or, and it's supposed to work, comparably, somehow comfortably with other things that have been proposed. I'm very uncomfortable with this kind of, leaping in to authoritatively, or arrogantly instruct people, with this kind of top-down direction about what's supposed to happen locally without any consideration about the wisdom of the local crowds. And I just don't know what is going on when something like this gets proposed and, what people really are intending. We have some real stuff that we have to deal with at Pacifica and WBAI and all of the local stations. And I think we need to deal with the real stuff, not create distractions. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Michael. Hold on, Carol. I'm going to do a re-intro to the stream because we are now on the stream. Listeners, we apologize for not being live on the stream when we began this committee meeting. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. Today is September the 16th, 2020, and we have a tentative agenda that we approved. And right now we are discussing a motion from WBAI committee member William Hairwagon in regards to communication with members, on-air LSP reports, LSP email contact, staff meetings, on-air management reports to the listeners. And we have a staff, and I'm going to go to Carol Wolfley from KPFA. She is on the stack. Carol, you have the floor.
Please put yourself on mute if you don't have the floor. Please mute yourself if you don't have the floor.
Thank you.
Carol, you have the floor.
Okay. I am strongly opposed to this motion. Right now, the network is in serious financial condition, and we need to improve programming, not kill it. And there is no indication that this kind of programming would build listenership or build support by putting people who are random off the street on the air with or setting up situations that are conflictual or where misinformation is being shared. I'm going to stop my time until whoever is
Stop your time. Let me see if I could get them to mute themselves. Please, whoever is on the call and you're not muted, please mute yourself. That means everyone, please mute yourself to the person that has the floor is finished. Carol, go ahead, please. And restart her time on Nancy, please. Go ahead, Carol.
So we need to improve programming, and there's no indication, no research that this kind of dominating imposition of people who are wanting to, I guess, create a space for themselves to be able to talk on the air or something, but that isn't going to help Pacifica. That isn't going to help improve our programming and improve our listenership. It's going to turn people away. And I think we need to do a little research before we make recommendations like this. Talk to people in the area of broadcasting and see, oh, do you think this is going to be a popular thing? Who's going to listen to this? Is this going to help? Instead of what people feel like they want to do from their own personal or political interests. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I
have a request.
Go ahead, Dwayne. You have the floor.
I have a request.
State your request.
Customarily, when a motion is made, the motioner is allowed to substantiate or make the argument for his or her motion, and I did not hear that. And the last two speakers, certainly, if I only heard them, my impression would be that there's some nefarious motivations and personal goals want to be achieved with this motion, which I think is supposition at best. And I think that it would be appropriate for the motioner to be able to share with me, at least, if no one else is interested, what are his motivations and what basis by which he's gleaned the necessity for such a motion. And I could be more informed rather than other folks kind of bringing out of the cloud their opinions and their supposition.
Thank you, Mr. Lard. That was Dwayne Lard from KPFT. Point well taken. I'm going to turn to the member from WBI, William Headwagon. You want to motivate and support your motion?
Okay, thank you, Dwayne and Lawrence. Yeah, I was listening to the couple of comments that came since I last spoke, reading that motion, and it it's very strange. It's like I don't think they're coordinating, from different coasts, but I think they both used some kind of phrase like people off the street coming in, and who. Who are these people off the street? These are LSB members and management. I have no idea what they're talking about. This motion is based on things in the bylaws. These are things we should be doing. We do. Some stations do them all the time. Some stations don't. And if I didn't do the arithmetic, but I think Mr. White said something about 26 hours. But if it is. That's less than an hour a day, but I don't even know that it's really that much anyway. But anyway, these are kind of things that people like all of you listening and all your LSB mates and your managements need to talk about. This is, if you want to be an entertainment station, fine. If you want to just go play music, fine. I love music. I used to be a jazz programmer. But I think we need to try to do some of the functions that the bylaws tell us to do. And I just hope that some people can see the need for these kinds of operations. Thanks.
Thank you, William. Anyone else before I call on myself want to speak to this
Beth.
Motion?
Beth, to the
floor. Beth, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm always interested in any new ideas people want to put forward. I'm interested in hearing how other people are thinking. I appreciate what it appears to be the intent behind this. My concern is that I don't think that it will accomplish what it's intended to do, and that any motion this lengthy and this detailed needs to be sent out sooner rather than just a couple hours before the actual meeting. I can't do justice to the details in this with such little time. So if you want my serious consideration for substantial motions, I need it farther in advance. And this one seems overly detailed to me, and I suspect it would probably conflict with things that we already have in place. Not that we don't need to address this and do better than we do. I'm not sure this is the most effective way. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to call on myself and no one else wants to speak. Okay, I'm going to call on myself. Who's that?
Nancy wants to speak. Nancy. Sorry.
Nancy? Go ahead, Nancy. You have the floor, and then I'll go after you.
I'm very happy with this work that William has written out. I mean, I was trying to do the same thing, but this is much more detailed and what William has done, and I really like it. And the reason is this. We board members, we're working for the membership, and the membership have a right to ask. Oh, shoot. The membership have a right to ask us questions. What's going on? What are we doing? Our responsibility. And we have a right to have accountability and to be accountable for what we're doing. When we don't have, and we do not have now at KPFT, an LSB report or GM report to the membership so that they can ask questions, then it's not really a democracy. I mean, the congressional members, do they get away with not answering questions or not having some kind of a question drawn to them, and they get away with not answering? I mean, this is not correct. So I'm really happy about this. That's all.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm going to call on myself if no one else wants to speak. Okay. I'm intrigued by this motion. It follows completely the spirit of the bylaws. In regards to programming, this is not programming. This is in the bylaws that it has to be done. Fact is that at my local station, there has not been a report to the listener, I think, for the last 3 years. The fact is that the bylaws are pretty tangible things, but they only become tangible when there's implementation process that's ongoing. And to make a lot of excuses that this isn't programming, okay? So, first of all, and it's not 26 times a year. It's a monthly report to the listener, and that's what's in the bylaws as well. So the whole idea that this is going to take the whole year, 26 weeks, I think there's 26 weeks in anyway. something like that. It's not 26 meetings. It's once a report to the listener once a month. And that is not being done. So this motion, as far as I'm concerned, it's within complete spirit of the bylaws. The fact that if there is important things to do in Pacifica, and one of the important things to do in Pacifica is to let members know that we are on a cliff and we are about to fall off. So without that kind of transparency, and the only way we would achieve that transparency is by having other speed members, maybe five at a time. This way, all of them will have an equal chance or equal bite at the apple to give their perspective, and then have listener call-ins, because the listener call-ins, they, who knows, maybe down the street and they're listening to their radio. I don't know. But I didn't see some kind of random person coming off the street and trying to take over the show or something like that. That may happen in places, but I don't think that's the intent of the motion. I think the intent of the motion is to provide a implementation mechanism from the tangible aspects of the bylaws to be able to provide that information to our stakeholders, because without that information, we are continuing the state of the network right now is that we are losing listeners. We are losing subscribers. We are not gaining any. We are in financial crisis throughout the network. Hello?
Oh, it's time.
Okay. So I'll just end with this. I completely support the intent and the spirit of this motion. Anyone else wish to speak?
Carol for the stack.
Nancy for the stack.
And who else? Carol and then Nancy?
Yes,
and
thank
I heard
you.
The mailbox. I heard the mailbox. Dwayne? Okay. Carol, Nancy, and then Dwayne. Carol, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. So let me just get the timer. Just because something is in the bylaws doesn't mean that it's useful. And that's our job as a governance committee. And I think we can say right now that there are very serious problems with the network. And one of those problems is top-heavy governance that is not effective. So I would ask that an evaluation be done of the stations that are using this and to see how successful they are, the stations that are using these kinds of methods, to see is it helping and how is it helping and how much listenership and donations is it increasing before we just jump in. To me, anything you put on the air becomes programming. And I think that at this time we need to very carefully hone the message that we give to people. And I know that a lot of times on the LSBs there is misinformation shared, and that's not helpful for the listener. And the listeners already have an opportunity to join LSB meetings and to speak at those in public comments. And I think that's an important thing. And I think, the PMB had public comments. I think that's a good idea. Keep it up. The mechanisms, like what Beth said, are already in place. We don't need to reinvent a failing wheel. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for your opinion. Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes. The part about... Oh, okay. Let me start. All right. The part where every station, there's four station boards that have a listserv address, so communication can be done with one click, but there is one station that does not have, and it is... in order to for the membership or any listener to communicate with the that board, you have to be filtered. You have to be filtered by the manager. And I don't think
we should be having this continue. The manager has very, very busy, and it should not be the manager filtering emails to the boards. And this is very slow communication. So in order for me to communicate with this board, I've got to.
He should be in soon, yes.
James, I hear you. We have to. I have to put in 24 names or 25 names with the manager's name. It's very time-consuming. And why? Why not have a email listserv where the membership can communicate with their board members, their elected representatives, directly with a and post it on the website, and even announced on the air when they do their report. This is really important, too. And one other thing. Oh, there are people who cannot afford these Zoom meetings because their telephone company is charging them so much money per minute. And so it's a little bit financially restrictive there.
So, thank you, Nancy. Finish up.
I go 2 minutes? I'm sorry.
Yeah, finish up. Finish up your last comment.
So I think those other things about the we should have a way for people to hear on the radio because that's how we really connect. Thank you.
Thank you. Dwayne Law, KPFT. Dwayne?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Well, as usual, when you get great minds together, there's going to be disagreements. There's going to be different interpretations of what is good and what is not good. And I believe that's the purpose of governance, as opposed to having a appointed crew that knows nothing and not made any commitment to this foundation, as the current past bylaw offerings were and the current bylaw offerings will be, and changing them in the governance. Some folks do have a problem with governance. I think you look at anything, people got a problem with governance. This country's been going on for over 300 years. Folks got a problem with its governance. Nobody's ever going to be satisfied with governance. But the fact of the matter is that you try to improve it, not destroy it. And the idea of having people who have been elected by the body to go on the radio and report and answer questions, because at KPFT, Mr. Hillwagon, you've been more generous to KPFT than it deserves, because it has not had a report for months, if not years now, since we've had over four or five temporary managers in the last 4 years. And even before that, we didn't have them that consistently, even with the 15-year tenured manager we have, because, again, these interpretations that some people have about how community radio ought to work. I frankly totally disagree with some of your concepts of community radio and what is good for people to hear. People are grown, and people are more intelligent than you give them credit for. They can understand contrast and different points of view. And that's what makes this country, in fact, that's what makes democracy good, not to sanitize things and just have it one way and keep the people, as this president says, the people was too stupid for me to tell them the truth. That's just insulting. The fact that some of us believe that we ought to control or censure who is saying whatever is saying. And I just believe this is a good motion. It probably needs to be discussed more and expanded. But certainly you shouldn't discount it as it has been early.
Thank you. Anyone else that hasn't spoken that would like to speak? Anyone else that would like to speak?
It's Michael White. Michael White with a point of information.
State your point, and then I'd like to be back on the stack. Go ahead, Michael. State your point.
So 12 hours, 12 required hours of reports to the listeners from the LSB is 12 hours. Another 12 hours of required reports from management is another 12 hours. Another 2 hours required from the executive director is another 2 hours. That's 26 hours. Of those, half of those hours are required to be from somebody who is anything but management or elected. Doesn't have to be a listener, doesn't have to be a member, And yes, you could be jammed with robocalls. There's no criteria whatsoever. Now, and as other people just mentioned, there's no reference to the fact that, you know, most LSPs, I think, are meeting 12 months a year with a half-hour comment period from the public every meeting. And in addition, we have the community advisory boards, which everyone should be having, which is nothing but listener input and comment. So we have a huge amount of listener input and comment. You know, maybe there's, you know, should be a little bit more, you know, where time that the PNB devotes especially. But so the contradiction, you know, when I identify those 26 hours, I'm telling you what those 26 hours are.
Mr. Chair, I have
okay.
a question.
Hold on 1 second. That was a comment. That wasn't really a request for information. I believe that's what you asked for, right, Michael?
No, I said I was providing information.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. What's your request for information, Mr. Law?
Could you extrapolate from his comment how many hours, how many additional hours or total hours he's proposing that he has calculated this would utilize the airways of Pacifica?
Michael, can you answer that?
Every local station would be doing at least another 26 hours of this kind of, it's called listener communication, but, you know, that's an assumption that what it results
well,
in. And of that, half of it would be people, somebody phoning in, required to be somebody phoning in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to be back on the stack, please.
Okay. I'm going to put myself
and
on
William.
The stack. Cause okay.
This is Beth.
I have to leave. You got to leave? Test me the number, Beth, please.
I'm asking for it now. But before I leave, I'd like to make a second comment.
Okay, since you have to leave, go ahead. I'm sorry, members. She does have to leave because she's chairing a committee meeting, so I'm going to allow it.
I did ask before. So before we go changing anything to the degree that this would, I would like to have a survey what's currently being done, what the bylaws currently require, how closely we are or are not in compliance with our own requirements, where we're falling short. So that we know where we stand. I know I miss report to the listener. I always listened when it was available, and it hasn't been, and I'd like to see it become available again. So I'm not opposed to the intention of this. I'm not sure it's the most effective way to implement it. And before I change anything, I'd like to know where we stand now. Thank you. And I'll
Thank
have
you.
To sign off now.
So,
Mr.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized to speak to Beth before she leaves?
I want to speak to you too, Beth. So go ahead, James, since you haven't spoken.
I'm right
here. This is purely personal. I apologize, Beth. I heard you say that you heard me before. I failed to properly mute. I was going back and forth multitasking between a WBAI Finance Committee meeting and this meeting, and I apologize for stepping on you and not being mute while you were speaking.
I understand.
All. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, hold on, Beth, because one of the things – that I take issue with is the attempt of usurping these bylaws by criticizing the current state of governance. And then using a word like, well, a lot of these things in the bylaws we don't really need. Then that's fine. We have an amendment process for that. I completely understand that. But to say that we don't need this or we don't need that, it's not a proper characterization of the work that we're trying to do here in governance. So I just want to mention that. And the fact is, Beth, the state of affairs right now is that there's no information going out to the fact that we are on a cliff and about to fall off the cliff. So I think to interpret those who will be listening and those who will be calling in, who are probably paying the salaries for a lot of the staff and also contributing for the network to stay on the air and to be a network are those very same people that will be talking. So the whole, like, you know, this fear-mongering, it really bothers me. It does not make me feel comfortable at all. And to, again, to quote and insert this this thing that was part of the past referendum to usurp the democratic processes of Pacifica, to insert that, well, you know, this is a top-heavy, it's not an appointed kind of thing. Whatever it is, whatever your motive is, I believe that this motion, maybe we do need to take a little bit more time to review it. I can understand that. But the fact is that a lot of these things that are stated in this motion are things that are supposed to be done and are not being done. When was the last time you heard that if you don't stream to the PNB meetings, when was the last time you heard an IED or ED report to the listeners? When was the last time you heard a GM report to the listeners? I think, you know, this whole idea that that these meetings will be bombed, are those people who are currently in the majority think that way. And that's no way of bridging the gap and bridging offering that kind of kind of transparency that our people are looking for, and that will, without saying it, but I will do whatever I can to come out of my pocket to try to sustain this network. So I believe this motion is in order, and I believe this motion is well intended, and it reflects the spirit of the bylaws, and it also reflects the fact is that everybody wants to do research and want to find out. It's not being done, folks. In the majority of the stations in the network, these reports are not being done. The communication is not being done. A lot of people don't know, unless you get on the air on the front in a front drive and act desperate, that we are we are on the cliff, ready to fall off. So that's why, in a matter of communication for transparency, I really am intrigued. Hi. And I wholly support this this motion. Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish
Mr.
to speak?
Chair, just a technical, an administrative aspect. Is somebody still keeping time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
just got called out.
Speakers. Yeah.
Yeah. And, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Speaker.
Good. Thank you.
William is next.
Chair,
William and Dwayne.
William.
Signing off.
William.
William and Dwayne.
Before the previous speaker spoke, I asked.
Hold on.
Before you spoke and the previous speaker.
No, Dwayne. I had put myself on the sack after Nancy. Go ahead, Mr. Law, then William.
So William was first, then Dwayne.
No, that is not true.
No, Nancy. Let me chair the meeting, please. Folks, let me chair the meeting.
Well, the one
let me chair the meeting.
Let her speak before me because I asked before she did.
Okay.
So let's just get it straight.
I'm going to toss up a coin here. Who wants to go next? Let me try to chair the meeting. I'm doing the best I can. I'm writing it down. I'm doing the best I can. Nancy spoke. I had put myself on the stack and I allowed Nancy to speak. And then it was Dwayne and then William. So, Dwayne, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The issue here is always interpretation, application, and philosophy about what good radio is. And what the responsibilities are of those who are in governance to the radio and those who support this foundation. We're going to just agree to disagree. When you're talking about 26 hours or 26 additional hours out of a total of 2,000 broadcast hours, it seems to me to be a minuscule argument. But I think it's fair to ask the question, not how much money does such programming raise, because it's not designed to raise money. It could, I believe, because I've been on when we did do this consistently at KPFT, I would ask the listeners to go to the website and tip the jar, and others could do that, especially if you have called up people who support you and voted for you and get them on to listen to the report and get them to donate additionally. So it's all about your attitude about whether or not it is a good thing or a bad thing. But this, I really believe it has a lot to do with this autonomy that I see in
Pacifica. That each station want to be its own little fiefdom and let forget national governance, forget central governance. We need to be able to do what we want to do, and if we approve what you say from the national, then we'll do it. If we don't, we're not going to do it. Well, you are part of a national entity. You are given the privilege of having a radio station in your signal area, but it is the foundation's ability to provide that to you. So you're under the governance of the foundation. I know some folk have a problem with that, but and hopefully you won't be able to change the bylaws to supersede that. But until we see the whole and see ourselves as a family, instead of each one being a system of their own and being able to do whatever they want to do with autonomy, we'll never be able to raise to the level that we can be as a foundation, even though I believe Lou Hill, the first 10 or 15, 20 years was our most successful year because you didn't have all this Indian chief business going on. People saw it as a national movement, as a national entity to bring people together nationally and not my little own little brand or my little own little station broadcasting what I want to broadcast, and the rest of you ain't that good. I just pray that those who have that attitude would just get past that and see this as a national entity, a national
foundation. Dwayne, hold on, Arlene, let me chair the meeting. Dwayne, accumulate your remarks, please.
I'm finished. I just need to get that out. The 2,000 hours is what we're talking about here, and 26 hours compared to that.
Thank you, Mr. Lott. William Hairwagon, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Just a little arithmetic there. 168 hours a week times 52 weeks is a lot more than a couple thousand. I don't know, 8,000-something hours for the year. So we want to give a half hour a week for some people, and half of that time might be strangers calling in. Gee whiz. And those strangers might be the same strangers that are giving what little money we are getting. So, I mean, that's all very strange to me. Half hour a week, gee whiz. Then at BAI, the way, and I think BAI and PFW are sort of trying to do these kinds of things. At BAI, we have a report to the listeners. We have a little subcommittee, and they meet all the time. And we probably will complete each delegate of the 24 delegates at WBAI. Will have been on the air after maybe seven meetings. So it's going to take like seven meetings to complete the whole board out of the year. So that's really only, I don't know, is that 7 hours or 14 hours, whatever it is. So I just think that these things are not only required, but make sense. Thanks.
8,000 hours in a year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. Is there anyone else that wants? You want Beth, is that you?
No, that's Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Okay, Nancy, you'll be the last one on the stack, and we're going to try to get a consensus as to what we're going to do with this next.
This is James Lawrence. Could I get on the stack also, please?
You go first, James. So Nancy has... Nancy, let me share the meeting, guys.
If I can get on the stack again.
Who's that, Michael?
Yes.
Was that Michael? Okay, thank you, Michael. So I got James, Nancy, and then Michael. James, you
have the floor. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you. This is by way of, and I guess it's almost a request for information, but I'm just trying to figure out what the calculations are based on. I've got my calculator up. I'm multiplying 24 times 30, and I'm not clear on what the numbers are that I'm supposed to be multiplying. So I'm asking, Michael was adding up the time, the number of hours that this would require, and I think he came up with the number 24. And so the question is that per month, or was that per year? Or just how many hours per month or per week? Could you give me that number so then I can do the rest of the calculations?
I think he gave 26 hours
a
year.
It's 26 hours a year.
Hold on, one at a time, please. Go ahead, Michael.
26 hours a year in the three categories of required reports.
So it's 26 times 3, or is it just 26 altogether?
it's 26 hours a year, so it's
about it.
12 reports per month, 12 reports, one per month, and then 2 reports per year. And then half of them are required to be the you know, people phoning in.
And just one final question. They would presumably not be, of course, since they're intended to reach a, you know, a substantial audience, this is not 4 o'clock in the morning. This would be within a time frame of what we might call prime time in order to get
that's
to people.
That's specified,
right?
By the resolution. It's specified to be somewhat within prime
time. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And then there are more.
6 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm sorry, Michael. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Non-preemption.
Carol, this is Jack.